Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. I am so excited today because I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Joan Wakelin. She is a speaker and best-selling U.S. and international author of the book Run for Freedom, Golden Nuggets for Success in Life and Business. She is also the director of the Riverside and Hemet, California Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs, known as GSFE Network, and the past president of the General Federation of Women's Club, Menifee Sun City Chapter. Joan recently completed, as I mentioned, her first book that became a best U.S. and international book. The book is called Run for Freedom, Golden Nuggets for Success in Life and Business. Joan was born in Jamaica, West Indies, and graduated in 1964 as a pharmacist from the University of Technology in Jamaica, West Indies. Due to her life being threatened in Jamaica, she came to the U.S. with just $50 for her and her young son. At first, it was very difficult for her to find a job. Even with her background, she could not find a job to stock shelves in a pharmacy. However, she did not let fear get in her way. She did whatever job she could find to support her son, bringing him up to be the very successful businessman he is today, as well as a great husband and father. She later, with persistence, humility, and determination, which she calls her PhD, was able to get jobs in the corporate world where she spent many successful years. In her work in the corporate world, she made presentations on a daily basis to doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and other medical personnel. She retired in January 2013 at the young age of 72. Joan also serves on the advisory committee for the Susan G. Komen Foundation in the Inland Empire and on the advisory board of GSFE. Among her many awards are the 2020 Kindness World Kindness Award, All Women Rock 2019 Award, President of the United States Call to Service Awards from both President Trump, President Obama, and President Trump. She was also a recipient of the President's Lifetime Achievement Award. Joan has received also many other accolades for her work in the local community. She has spoken for many organizations on a variety of topics since retiring. She knows that God always directs her to do what is right and to make a difference, something she does daily. She is also an entrepreneur and has many businesses that deal in health and beauty. And she is also now working on her second book. Joan can be reached at Joan E. Wakelin, and that's W-A-K-E-L-A-N-D, at gmail.com. Welcome, Joan. I'm so happy to have you on the show. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me, Robbie. This is an honor to be on your show.
Well, I'm honored to have you. The title of the book is The Run for Freedom. Why did you write this book?
I wrote this book because I thought that my grandchildren would love to know what their grandmother stood for. See, when I was a child, 3 months old, my paternal grandmother died, and I always wanted to know, what was she like? What did she stand for? I did not have a picture of her, and it always gnawed at me. What did she look like? What did she stand for? So I decided that with the journey that I had, it was a very interesting journey. It was one that had a lot of struggles, yet a lot of joy. And I wanted them to know what was their grandmother like and what legacy is she going to leave for them.
But the book became more than that because originally it was for you. So how did you plan it? Because originally it was going to be just a legacy. So tell us what made you go even further?
What made me go further? You know, I was on a plane ride from New Jersey to California, and a passenger that was beside me, we started talking, and I told her my story, and she said, oh, this, you should write a book, and you should call it The Run for Freedom. And so I said, great, but that was so many years ago, I really just had that on a back burner. And when I started writing, I started doing things in my telephone. At 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd get an idea and I'd write and then just leave it there. So I had a lot of things in my telephone. And one day I shared it with my neighbor. And she said, oh, Joan, this is too much to just leave in the telephone, too much to just leave for your grandchildren. I need this for my grandchildren, too. I would like to have a copy of this book. When are you going to write this book? So that's what started it to go public.
That's great. Why did you choose to come to America?
Well, I actually came to America to preserve my life. I was running for freedom, freedom to do what I wanted, freedom to do business, and freedom for my child and his children. You see, sometimes people think of freedom as different things. For me, I had parents that they cloistered me. I did not do a lot for myself. For instance, I didn't learn to cook there. I had people who were helpers who cooked. I was a pampered child. And at the same time, you can feel as if you're being stifled because you can't do what you want to do. You have someone always watching over you, telling you what to do, what not to do. And so when I left my country, it was, one, preservation of life, because someone who I knew very well, actually had been to school with this guy, he came to my pharmacy one night and he said to me, I understand that they're planning to hold you up. And in those days, it was in the 70s, late 70s, we had a lot of men that were going around that were stealing from entrepreneurs, businessmen. They actually would come in and they would take from you. But if they would just take and go, it would not be a problem. Sometimes threw acid in people's face, or they would kill you or put a knife to you some way. And I didn't want to have that experience. So I decided that whatever I had, I would leave and I would come to America and I would start over. And so I started over and had a lot of struggles, but it made me a stronger person. And I wanted my family to know that whatever they're enjoying now just didn't come easy. See, I came to America because it's the land of the free. That's in my country. I'm hearing land of the free. And I wanted to experience that freedom. I wanted to go where I wanted to. I wanted to do what I wanted to. I wanted to be free to worship. And I thought America was the place. I tried Canada, actually. I went looking in Canada first, but it was too cold. In March, it was freezing, and I said, oh, no, I can't. So when I came to California on business, I fell in love with the sunset. It was so similar to my country.
Sounds great. So I know that you're retired and had a very interesting life. Did you have a mentor and share some of your experiences?
Oh, mentor. I had several mentors. I don't know how anyone can be successful without having mentors. In the corporate world during the 1970s and in the 1980s, there were a few women. I worked for Big Pharma, and there were mainly big men. They called them detail men in those days. And I remember having two men at that time who guided me, made me a better person, a stronger person, someone more knowledgeable in the, and giving me the skills that I needed to accomplish the job that I had successfully. And prior to retiring, that was what happened. But after I retired, I met you, Robbie. I met you through Abe. And you inspired me to write. You inspired me to become a speaker. And you taught me what friendship was. You know, I was really attracted to your organization when I saw how the women in there interacted with each other. They were so caring, and nobody was competing. Everybody was trying to get another person to another level without the competition. And that really was something that I never experienced before. So thank you for that, Robbie.
You're welcome. You were deserving. I could see what a great writer you were. That's why I encourage you to write for the Menifee Buzz.
And, you know, I never thought that I would be a writer simply because that wasn't my interest. My interest, I was always focused on being in medicine. I like to know that I was able to help people to feel better. And probably that's why I did pharmacy, because I know that when they're sick, they'd come to me and then we'd get the prescription filled, they'd go home, feel better, and I would be happy. It gives me a good feeling. But when it came to writing, I'll tell you, when I was in high school, my English teacher told me that I didn't have that ability, and I disproved it because I started reading more, and this is where I pick up a lot of my vocabulary. I encourage people to read a lot, and I do that with the grandchildren. I tell them, in order to have a better vocabulary, read more. And then you get other ideas of other people's writing styles, and it really helps. So
it does.
Here I am, a writer.
Well, yes, and a speaker, and not only a writer, but a best-selling U.S. and international author. I mean, that's pretty fabulous, I would say.
I'm so humbled. I'm so grateful for that. I never thought that day would come when I would be honored in that way, just for simply putting my thoughts together. I am so humbled.
Well, it's like one of the women that helps you, Lori Ropey, said that everybody's got a story and they just need to get it on paper and tell it from their heart, which is what you did in your book. So I think that's absolutely fabulous.
So yeah, and you know, when you do something like that, Robbie, when you do something like that and people know your story and realize, well, you didn't think that you were capable of doing that. But since everybody has a story and they realize that you did it, then you can be a pioneer and pave that way for them. You can let them know that, yes, you can do one too. You know, it's your story. As long as you keep it authentic, nobody can dispute what you wrote. So it's wonderful. It's a good feeling to let it out on paper and know that it will probably impact somebody else's life. And that's what it's about.
Well,
it's
I also think that what I've seen is since you've written your book, it's given others who have been saying, I'm going to do a book, to actually that happen and work on their book. So it works in both ways. Number one, you get your words in paper and out. But you also, from that, you're encouraging other women to do their book. So that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So what are some of the words that can be used to describe Joan Wakelin?
Joan Wakelin is a kind individual. She is
so always looking to help someone to better themselves. I help where I can when I see the need. However, I don't want anybody to mistake my kindness for stupidity. So I'm sort of very cautious now in what I do and who I help because I don't want to be abused. I would say that I am a motivational speaker. I help others to see what's within them that they can go and do what needs to be done. I'm a go-getter. I don't like to sit on laurels. Something's accomplished, I want to move forward with another project. I'm compassionate. I'm honest. I don't like to have cheaters around me. And I like for someone to just tell me exactly what is it that they don't like so that I can correct it. And I would consider myself nurturing and inspiring.
Yes, you are all of those things. So tell me, how would the reader benefit from reading your story? Because I know at the end of every chapter you have little nuggets. So that let's talk about that. And then also tell them how to get the how they can get the book as well.
Okay. There are so many books out there on the shelves with everybody's story. But I know that I would like to impact the reader. I want them to be inspired. I want the people of all ages to read and understand. So I tried to write this as simple as I could so that all ages could read it and understand it. Because like I mentioned, it was for my grandchildren. And I really wanted them to know what their grandparents and their great-grandparents stood for. So the words of wisdom that I have in this book are wisdom that I garnered from my parents, and this was handed down to me from my great-grandparents through them. So I treasure those. It is my intention that the reader will rise up to another level. When life throws them a cactus, I use that experience because everybody knows how a cactus can sting, that they don't sit there. They jump up without action, nothing happens. So I want them to move. When life throws you obstacles, don't just sit there and have a pity party. Find a way to act and overcome those obstacles. I use a lot of times just quotes. I love quotes. I go for positive thinking quotes. I go to my Bible and I read the Psalms to comfort me. I dream big. And when one project is finished, I seem to just get another project. And I have faith and I believe in myself. When I want to do something, I find the people who will help me to accomplish my dreams. And this is what I hope that the reader will be able to understand, that they cannot do it by themselves. No man is an island. We all need others to help us. And then when we find those people, Robbie, we should not forget them. We should be able to use our experiences from that and help somebody else. It's like life is like a race and a baton is handed to you. And you take that baton and you give it to the next person. And that person carries it on, and that's life.
So before we talk about how to get the book, you also put together some beautiful cards that of photos that you've taken with sayings on them that people can buy and write a card and send it out to people. Say, how did you get that idea? And tell us a little bit about that as well.
Okay, I love to walk in the mornings. And when I am on my walk, I would see flowers. I look at the skies. I like nature. And so I would take these pictures. I was collecting pictures from 2001 when I came into the Menifee area and realized how beautiful sunsets were and the landscape. So I took these pictures. And I finally decided in 2020 that I would put these quotes that I like onto pictures that seemingly fit. There's one that I have that has a sunflower, and it says, "Let the sun shine in, be yourself." And then I found a beautiful picture of Lake Elsinore in bloom. It was in 2018 when we had the rains, and the mountains were beautiful. You could not believe it that so many different colors were in one place. And that one I labeled Believe. So those cards came into fruition because of looking at quotes and figuring these positive things can be used on desks, it can be used in calendars, it can be just used as an inspiring quote on a card to someone who needs to be lifted up. So that's how that started. The book ties in beautifully with it because in my book, each chapter has a... And I believe in being disciplined and determined. And so we have quotes on that. Each chapter that has golden nuggets, it will tell you, be in a positive environment because that will fuel your passion. And you should rise above the expectations of others and never let other people define you. But more than anything else, I think I can say I'm a very passionate person, and passion really fuels my dreams. I'm really a go-getter.
Tell them how they can get the book, how much it is, and how they can buy the card.
Oh, the book is available on Amazon. If you go to Amazon.com and you put my name in, Joan Wakeland, the book comes up. It has a beautiful cover and the title, The Run for Freedom. By the way, that cover was designed by a friend who I met in the Global Society of Female Entrepreneurs through you, Robbie Mother. Her name is Angela Cavani, and she has a book group called HavanaBookGroup.com if anybody would like to have a cover done for their book. She does beautiful designs. I told her that when I was leaving my country, Jamaica, I looked through the window and looked on the Atlantic Ocean, and it was a beautiful cobalt blue. And she made the cover just like I wanted it. It's beautiful. And then she put some nuggets at the bottom. It's just a dream come true for me. So, again, to get the book, The Run for Freedom, it's Amazon.com. Type in the search bar, Joan Wakeland Taylor, and it will pop up. The cost is $19.97, but if it's Kindle, it's $3.99. And what I would like to express here is values. The value of I will be donating partial proceeds to the Helping Hands Orphanage in Malawi, Africa. These are children who
are taken out of the landfill, and we provide help to the homeless, orphans, and elderly, which is done through education, farming, and a feeding program. So with good values, we start training these people and helping them that they can go out and be better human beings and don't have to wonder where they're getting another meal. I'm very happy that that has happened.
Joan, how can they buy the cards from you? We're down to about 4 minutes.
The cards, you can email me at joanewakeland@gmail.com, and I will be sending those to you. Those cards are $10 for a pack of 10.
What would you like to leave with our listeners? We have about about 3 minutes.
Today, I would like to tell you as a listener that you should never sit on your laurels. You should never think that it cannot happen. Have a vision. Do a vision board and stay focused, stay determined, and never believe that you are the only one that can make a decision. Get other people to help you to make that decision, because we need someone to guide us. And after you get the directions from the other people, wait and see which works best for you. And remember, at all times, help another person to get to another level. Don't see them as a competitor, because the good Lord, when he has the rain to fall, it drops on everybody's housetop. Those were the words from Bob Marley's song. So think about life as one love. Help each other to rise above. That's the message I would like to get out there. One love,
so
help each other.
One last question. When are you doing your next book?
It has started already. And the name of that one will be The Procrastinator. That I have started, because I took so long to get this book started. And now that I know the way, that will not be so with the second book. It's just the start. It's like climbing a staircase. You've got to put your foot on the first step before you can get to the top of the stairs.
That is awesome. Well, Joan, I want to thank you so much today and learning more about this book. I have a copy of it, and it's beautiful. It's well written. It has a great story inside. The chapter is filled with love and comes directly from your heart. And I think it would make a great Christmas gift for any age. So remember, get on Amazon.com, put in Joan's name, Joan Wakeland, Wakeland. And the book will pop up. And remember, every time you buy this book, you're going to be helping her make a contribution to the orphanage in Malawi. So, again, Joan, thank you. And have a fabulous day. And just get that book out to the world, because it's so good and everybody needs to read it.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for your encouragement. You're great. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.